U.S. economy grew bigger every quarter for the past 8.5 years until this past summer when it started shrinking. Even with this shaky climate, entrepreneurs are doggedly building new businesses. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports that young companies are up against a credit squeeze.
Phil Layton's been trying to raise a few million dollars for Clearwater Technologies since the spring. He and his two partners in San Diego have created a tiny new sensor. It's the size of a quarter that can be embedded inside cell phones, Palm Pilots, and other handheld computers. The sensor can convert something as simple as a piece of fabric into a full-sized keyboard so that it's easier to use handheld devices to check emails, surf the web, and work on documents. Layton and his partners have pitched their idea to some 20 groups of investors so far.
Most of the people that talked to us were very interested at first.
But Layton says the investors had many questions.
Because this is a totally new type of technology, they don't know how it will fit and how it will work with the consumer. Will they accept it? Do they like it?
Answering those questions, he says, has stretched his young company to the limit.
You don't have money to do that market evaluation. You don't have the time and the effort because it's only a few people, and they're working off their own savings, trying to go out and tally all the risks and address all the technical issues.
Bottom line, Layton hasn't raised the capital he needs. Economist Mark Zandi says Layton's experience is common in this economic environment.
I couldn't think of a worse time to start a business. Demand is soft for many industries, and it's very difficult to get credit.
Zandi says the credit squeeze affects businesses of all sizes. Mom-and-pop companies that are financed with personal credit cards, companies that are big enough to get bank loans, and companies like Phil Layton's that have the potential to become very large. Entrepreneurs like Phil Layton often start relatively small. They may look for a few $100,000 of seed money from professional investors called angels. Bill Payne has been an angel investor in San Diego for some 20 years.
All of us who are in the business of investing in early stage companies are being very cautious and making very few new investments compared to any period in recent history.
Payne says he and his fellow angels are being cautious because venture capitalists are being cautious. You see, in the food chain of professional investors, Bill Payne and others like him are the little fish. They'll invest up to $1 million in a startup. If the startup needs more money to develop its technology further or to set up a factory and start producing a product, angels often help entrepreneurs hook up with the big fish, the venture capitalists. If venture capitalists aren't investing, Payne says, there's not much point in starting the process because angels by themselves don't make the large investments that companies like these need to grow larger and become profitable. To understand why venture capitalists are being cautious, look to the stock market. Hundreds of startups went public in 1999 at high stock prices. They had great ideas, but no profits. Now that bubble has burst and investors are still reeling. Tracy Lefteroff is a global managing partner of the accounting firm PricewaterhouseCoopers.
It's going to take a fair amount of time for individual investors and even some institutions to gain confidence again in investing in technology companies, for instance, because of, you know, the amount of money that's been lost by a lot of those investors over the last year.
As for Phil Layton and his high-tech keyboard, he isn't waiting for venture capital anymore. He's talking directly to manufacturers who can help him perfect the technology, make the keyboards, and sell them. Layton says this approach has some benefits.
It gets you focused on your final market and on the bottom line of profitability.
But there's a downside, too. Layton and his partners won't make nearly as much money if they do sign a deal with a manufacturer, because the manufacturer will take the lion's share of the profits. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.